The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
I know we all look forward to every Thursday as we'll be talking retirement again. The last leg of adulthood as far as I'm concerned. Did I hear another life begins at 60? Yes, you're right. A fresh life begins at 60 or when retirement starts. Hello, good morning and welcome to your webcast on radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Our main focus today is to share the retirement experiences of others with you. But before we get to the business of the day, a quick look at the Nigerian equities market yesterday. Nigerian stock market on Wednesday closed on a bearish note as the all-share index depreciated by 0.09% to close at 39,184.18 points from the previous close of 39,219.61 points. The market closed the month of August on a positive note as it grew by 1.74%. However, year to date, the market returned negative 2.70%. The market capitalization declined by 0.09% to close at 20.416 trillion naira from the previous close of 20.434 trillion naira, thereby shedding 18 billion naira. An aggregate of 169.3 million units of shares were traded in 3,449 deals, valued at 1.42 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative as 9 equities appreciated in their share prices against 17 equities that declined in their share prices. ICO Insurance led the gainers with 4.04% growth, closing at 1 naira 3 kobo from the previous close of 99 kobo. Custodian Investment, Fitsin, and Fidelity Bank, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 3.15%, 2.80%, and 2.55% respectively. FTN Calco led the price decliners as it shed 8.77% of its share price, closing at 52 kobo from the previous close of 57 kobo. Morrison and UPDC, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 5.4%, 2%, and 4.84% respectively. I'll go on a short break. When I return, a retired principal is our guest on the program this morning. Don't touch the dial. I'll be back shortly. Welcome back. Like I said before we went on the break, our guest on the program this morning is a retired principal. Thank you for coming on the program this morning. Good morning, sir.
As our audience would like to meet you.
I am Mr. Oluwachi Oyesoya. Oyesoya is my surname. I'm a Lagosian, born and bred in Ebutemata. I attended St. Andrew's Secondary School. Later, I went to St. Grammar School. Left 79, got admission into the University of Lagos, and I graduated in 1984 with a BA in English. After that, I had my good service between 1984 and 1985 in Jos, Plateau State. My primary assignment was the Air Force Military School, Jos. Shortly after I came back, I sought and got employment with Lagos State Government. So then, school management board, and I was employed as a young graduate on level 8, level 4, and my career started straight away with Lagos State Government. That was in 1985, September. My career began in Bethlehem Grammar School. Finally, I became principal in 2008, and that was in June 2008, and I was posted to Army Children Junior High School as the principal. I was there, I also became a director, and that was in 2013. All in all, I put in 35 working years into the employment of Lagos State Government. I was a director, as in that September, I'm enjoying my time in retiring.
Okay. Okay, sir. So when you were about retiring, were you happy retiring, or if they had asked you to stay longer, would you have stayed?
Okay, I wasn't. Because I see your children in university, they know about you. I knew from experience that Lagos, you don't access your retirement benefits. You return to zero kobo when you retire. And I wasn't prepared for somebody who had been ensconced in his own world and with a salary. Sometimes might not be regular, but at the end of the day, before the other morons that probably will have come in, I've been used to that. And to change from regular income to zero income was something, even though I really planned for it, everybody who was about to retire then knew it would be here before you could find your feet. So I prepared my mind. And like in the other question, if I had choice, I'm basically I would continue. Like I said, I'm not 59, still very young, as strong as a fiddle. I have not lost any of my ability, whether physical or mental, and most importantly, I was enjoying my career. I was putting my best, and I could feel the impact I was having. If I had the opportunity, I would have stayed longer. Especially when you realize that you are carrying into zero income, and it will take some time before you could assess your benefits.
What were the entire income sources you had planned ahead before retirement? Obviously, the retirement did not come to you as a shock. You already knew after 35 years in service, you were going to leave.
I knew I was going to retire, and I saved towards that. But then I needed to have a change of home from where I was living. I needed to save an amount of money to buy a piece of land and so on and so forth. What I'm just getting at is that I saved. I also planned to go into a bit of farming. I also planned, being that I was still very young, very youthful, teaching at a college something, especially when it comes to literature and English, I knew that I'd be going back into private sector to continue from where I've stopped. So that was my retirement plan. So far, so good. My little farm is growing, but it's too little to do anything much about my expenses. I still mark both GCE and WASI, excuse me, for literature and English. So that's where I'm getting by. I have not been able to access good schools within. I live in Norway. All the schools are here. I have here, even though they are good, at least I look at them from the infrastructure. I'm talking about the buildings, the kind of remuneration they offer. For me, it's too meager to be able to match my expenses. So I'm making do with the little I've saved, and I'm also my wife too is a. It's also working. God has blessed us a little bit. She's into trading. So the little she could generate, we are using it to get the family good. You know, my bigger problem is to keep my children in school, the three of them that are still in universities. So that's how I get going. I'm hoping that by the beginning of next session, I might get a bigger brighter offer. But for now, I'm only making do with my little family. And anytime there's a bit of teaching, a bit of helping people to set up schools, what they call counseling, education foundation, like I said, I'm getting by, hoping that my gratuity and my passion will not be too delayed before I can access it.
But this year, farming that is still at the small stage, do you wish you had started earlier?
There's no way I could have started earlier because until about a year to my time, I was living in a rented apartment. I only moved into my home residence only in September 2019. So there's nothing much I could have done. It took me a long time before I could put up the little structure that I would call my abode now. So definitely, that's why it did not. And to be able to put aboard with the income I was earning then, and with my expenses, and with the savings I had to make my time, it really took a long time, about 5 to 6 years before I could put up this little structure. Like I said, I'm getting by due to the benevolence of God, and the little what my wife could do, and my running around to offer different services. Right now, we are in a day period now. I'm going around assisting students who need help to be in good position and to be able to perform very well in the various examinations that are coming.
Apart from this family retirement plan you have, is there like an alternative plan, like an option B, just in case the farming didn't work out as expected?
The option B is to go back to paid employment. Like I wish you see me. Like I said, I'm still as fit as a fiddle. I'm not yet 60. I'll be 60 next year. And usually I trust myself I could still go on paid employment. So for the next maybe 10, 15 years. Initially, I was thinking that the extension of service will meet me in service because all of us were looking forward towards it that they could extend retirement age to 65 years. I could benefit, but unfortunately, did not meet me and several others in service. Thank God we are getting back. I've never been a business person. I've always been an academician. I've always been rendering my teaching service for emolument here and there, my salary and what I could earn as salary support to the internal system. within my own immediate environment.
But sir, you know, there are certain, this is Nigeria. There are certain ages that people will not want to employ. People who are like above 60. Since you said business is not your thing, you've always been in the teaching line and you want to continue with teaching. Okay, what if paid employment didn't come out as you planned it? Because...
Okay, what you are getting at. Hopefully my retirement benefits will come in. I know it will be few millions. That will be more than enough. I have I have a small land I can. I've already done training in fish farming. I've already done training in rabbit farming. All I'm just waiting for is the capital to create that enabling environment. I don't have the capital now. That's why I'm still struggling. Once my time benefit comes, I definitely would lay off. If the Lagos State government has been the kind of a place where you need to retire, you get your benefits, definitely I would not be looking for paid employment. I will make do with the little land I have here, and if possible, buy more land. Because the little I'm doing, I can see that if I put it in a large scale, yes, like for instance, I have poultry, and at least, and I also plan it towards sale now. Like I said, my children are still investing, my expenses are still very large. And I'm really, really dipping my hands too much into my savings. And my greatest fear is, if these savings run out, how do I get back? But with prayers, with father prayers, myself and the people that tire around the time that tire, we are praying that our money will have come out. I'm talking about retirement benefits, and we will have people to plow in some of these into the businesses we are planning for ourselves. If there is something, I don't know, maybe it will be a miracle because we knew this would happen. If there is something that could make Lagos government to be magnanimous, for people who are in their employment for 35 years to retire into poverty and penury, waiting for 3-4 years before they could access their benefits, things will be much better. Some of our colleagues don't survive it. Some of them die before they have their position to access their benefits. Because in Lagos State government, if you retire to zero income after 35 years, you have served, you have labored, and you have decided to be in the Lagos State government that you are not going to engage yourself in any other occupation apart from giving your 100% attention to the state, what you call divided loyalty. Well, many of us is strictly adherent. And even if you're a principal, by the time I retired, I was the longest serving principal. If you visit Lagos, at least within my district comprises of three local governments, Ikeja, Moshi, and Oshodi Solo. I was the oldest serving principal. I served for 12 years. And to be a principal, ask is a very, very hectic and good exercise. Your attention can be easily called on short notice to render one service or the other.
All right, thank you so much for that, sir. You have heard from our guest. Waiting for gratitude alone is not the way to go. Have options B, C, and D, as many options as possible if you want to keep enjoying the same comfort you enjoyed while in employment. I enjoin you to please plan so that life will not dump its own plan on you. Our time is fast spent, but I promise to bring you the concluding parts of this interview next week. It's a wrap on your retirement session this morning. Don't forget to send in your questions to 0703-134-1703 if you're yet to do so, as tomorrow is dedicated to responding to all your questions. StocksNG.com is your plug for everything about the Nigerian equity market, the Nigerian economy, entrepreneurship, and a lot more. Catch up on past episodes of StocksWatch on radio and TV on the same website, StocksNG.com. I shall be coming your way again tomorrow, same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Do have a bullish Thursday. Bye for now.